The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Welcome back, friends, to Faith and Retirement, where biblical wisdom meets practical financial guidance. I'm Tom Levine, joined by my good friend, fiduciary certified financial planner, and all-around good guy, senior portfolio manager at Faith Investor Services, Mr. Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you today?
I'm caffeinated and ready to go.
That's good. I'm drinking decaf. That's where I am today.
I'm leaded.
Yeah. Jay, our theme is powerful, health, happiness, and financial fitness in retirement. And I know our listeners are looking for that, because what good is it if you have a big nest egg if you're not healthy enough to enjoy it? And Jay, you always say something that sticks with me, and that is that retirement isn't a finish line, it's a new starting line. Why do you believe that?
Yeah, well, there's no mention of the retirement in the Bible. That's the first thing, right? I believe God calls us from one calling to the next. And God didn't design retirement to be a season of decline. In fact, Psalm 92 says, "They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green." And retirement can be the most impactful, joyful, and purpose-filled chapter of your life. So I'm excited about today's show. We're going to cover a lot of this.
Well, we have a few offers for our listeners, which we will be telling them about. First of all, you can get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. And you can get your free download right now at the website faithandretirement.com. So Jay, let's start here. What are some of the biggest financial mistakes people make when planning for a healthy retirement?
Yeah, so here's the thing, Tom. Most people I meet with every week, they spend 30, 40 years building wealth, but a lot of people only spend about 4 to 5 minutes planning how to enjoy it. And retirement shouldn't really feel like you're holding on by your fingernails. It should feel like freedom. So the biggest mistake that I often see is that assuming that their financial life and their physical life are separate. People don't look at both separately. However, they're deeply connected. So if you stay healthy, you're going to spend less on medical bills, medications, long-term care, assisted living, and hospital stays. But you also gain more time to enjoy your family, hobbies, travel, ministry, and serving others. And I often tell clients this. I say, your health is one of the best investments you'll ever make. The return on your investment is enormous.
So what does that look like practically, Jay? How does staying healthy actually save someone money?
Well, let's look at a real live example, right? That's the best way. I have a client named Dave. His plan originally showed he needed about $6,500 a month for retirement. But once he started walking daily, he lost 30 pounds and he cut 2 medications. His monthly expenses dropped by nearly almost $500 over a 25-year retirement. Get this, Tom, that's $120,000 saved, not including fewer hospital bills. So healthy living literally buys more time and more financial freedom.
Hmm. We're talking to a bunch of people who probably have regrets after eating so much on Thursday. Okay, got it. Well, that leads perfectly to this next question. Long-term care, it's a huge concern for retirees. I mean, I worry about it. What should listeners know?
Well, long-term care, Tom, isn't just a financial issue. It's a dignity issue. That's what we have to first look at. And 70% of people who are over age 65, they'll need some form of long-term care at some point in their retirement. Mm. Here's the kicker. Most families aren't prepared emotionally, and they're not prepared financially. And I had a client whose mom needed care unexpectedly. They did no planning. They ended up spending $8,500 a month for 2 years, and it wiped her out, her assets, created all kinds of family tension. And the key here is planning early. It's going to help protect your savings. It's going to preserve independence. You get a choice whether you get in-home care, assisted living. You can choose where you want to live and have that care. Most people prefer it in their home, but if you're down to no assets, you may be forced to go to a facility. Also, it's going to reduce stress on the family, give you more options, as I mentioned. And if you plan ahead, you get to choose the kind of care that you receive. And that's really, really important, Tom.
If you'd like wise counsel, professional help, call Jay at 800-270-7310, 800-270-7310. And the website's faithandretirement.com. We're talking to Jay Peroni. Jay, what are some ways to prepare for long-term care without buying expensive insurance policies?
It's an important question to consider because most people think nursing home insurance is the only option, buying just a long-term care policy. And it really isn't the only choice. There are strategies like hybrid life insurance plans that have some long-term care benefits. Annuities now have long-term care riders, so they can be used to cover some of the costs. You can also have some income planning buckets. We do a lot of planning with our clients. You can also have earmarked investment accounts that are allocated for long-term care. You can set up home care provisions. But the goal here is not just to pay for the care, it's to make sure your plan supports your lifestyle. And I don't want people just throwing premiums at long-term care policies. Let's go through all the options. Let's do an analyzer, look at your assets, your income, expenses, and figure out the best solution. That's what we do at faithandretirement.com, Faith Investor Services. We can help you create a comprehensive, holistic plan that incorporates your health and your wealth.
So important. If you have questions about long-term care, or maybe you're in the midst of that right now, Jay can be an asset to you at 800-270-7310. Okay, Jay, we have to talk about something our listeners love, and that's your screen and clean process. What is that?
Well, this is one of my favorite parts of what we do at Faith Investor Services, because our screen and clean process does two things. It's very eye-opening. First, we're going to screen our clients and our listeners' portfolios to see what you actually own. What are you supporting? What types of investments? Are you supporting things like abortion, pornography, things that don't line up with your values? The second thing we're going to do is we're going to clean out the investments that conflict with your values or increase hidden risks you may not be aware of. Because here's the truth. Most people have no idea what their money is supporting. I once worked with a sweet Christian couple. They came to me. They were shocked, absolutely shocked to learn that their portfolio was investing in abortion drug manufacturers. They're pro-life, and they're like, we want no part of that. Pornography distributors, gambling companies, and also companies that are targeting children with harmful content. Once we showed them this, the wife literally cried, and she said, we should never have chosen this. We had no idea. Thank you for bringing this to our attention, Jay. It's eye-opening. And once we cleaned their portfolio, they told me they felt peace. They felt that peace that they haven't felt in many, many years. They knew their investments were not only moving in the right direction, but also it was ethically in the right direction.
We are talking to Jay Peroni. My name is Tom Levine. This is Faith and Retirement. Begin today with a family decision. I want to challenge you in this. Align your faith and your moral beliefs with your investments. And there will be peace on the other side of that. To learn more, go to faithandretirement.com, faithandretirement.com. So, Jay, what does ethical investing matter financially and not just spiritually?
Well, think of this, Tom. Companies that violate biblical values often have higher litigation risk, government fines, volatile earnings, a lot of public backlash, declining consumer trust. Values and performance are linked. And when you invest in companies that treat people well, they operate ethically, they steward their resources responsibly, they tend to perform better long term. And that's really what it's about. You know, following God's word, it's a great playbook. It helps keep us in the lines and prospering. Not always a guarantee, but I'd rather do it God's way than rely on the world's way.
One of our other big offers is we are offering to you to screen and clean your investments with no charge and no obligation. So, Jay, do most listeners actually need a screen and clean?
Actually, almost always they do, because think of it like a fence. If you have no fence in your backyard, all the critters get into your backyard. You put a fence up, it's going to keep a lot of those critters out. And here's a statistic from Eventide. They're a mutual fund company. They said 88% of Christians want their investments to reflect their values. So nearly 9 out of 10, but only 37% of these people have heard about values-based or biblically based investing from their advisor. And that means most people are investing blindly. If you don't know what you own, you can't know whether your portfolio truly reflects your faith and values or whether it's exposing you to avoidable risk. So that's really what you need to dive into.
That's what makes this radio outreach so unique. We talk about these things every week. What's one thing, Jay, that listeners can do today to really improve their retirement health and finances?
Well, just start small and be intentional. Pick one habit, right? One habit at a time. Walk 20 minutes a day, drink more water, cook at home 3 nights a week, join a Bible study, volunteer once a month, schedule a financial review. And we've said it today, you can get your screen and clean portfolio analysis done. Small, consistent steps will create life-changing results. And I love Galatians 6:9, Tom. It says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we'll reap a harvest." And your retirement harvest depends on the seeds that you're planting today. So that screen and clean is really important.
Jay, I love your approach. Friends, retirement health isn't just physical. It's also emotional and spiritual and financial. And you don't have to navigate it alone. That's our point. Jay, what should listeners do next?
Well, if you want to make sure your retirement plan supports your health, protects your savings, and aligns with your faith, let us help you. We'll walk you through our free screen and clean portfolio review. We'll show you what you own, whether it aligns with your faith and values, where the risks are, and more importantly, how to strengthen your financial foundation.
Jay's number is 800-270-7310, 800-270-7310, or visit faithandretirement.com to schedule your free consultation with Jay and with the team at Faith Investor Services. And really, don't wait until a health event or a market downturn forces you to make some decisions and take action. Take control now. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more right after this. So, Jay, can you explain what biblically responsible investing is all about? How does it differ from traditional investing?
So, biblically responsible investing is a strategy that aligns your financial decisions with biblical principles.
Jay Peroni is host of Faith and Retirement, investment manager of Faith Investor Services, LLC.
BRI focuses on supporting companies that demonstrate values like stewardship and integrity, while avoiding those in industries like alcohol, tobacco, gambling, pornography, abortion, and non-biblical lifestyles, just to name a few. So we're screening out companies that clearly violate God's word. And some of the big differences when you look at traditional investing, it's all about profit, right? And we're looking at purpose and profits.
Screen and clean your investments today with no charge and no obligation. Learn more at faithandretirement.com, faithandretirement.com, or call 800-270-7310. Welcome, everyone, to Faith and Retirement. If you're just joining us today, we're talking about building a retirement that's not just financially stable, but joyful, purposeful, and healthy. Because retirement isn't just about how long your money lasts, it's about how long and how well you last. And Jay, you always say this, retirement should be the season where you're thriving, not just surviving. God didn't call us to sit in a recliner for 25 years, watching reruns and waiting for doctor's appointments. He designed this season for impact, joy, and legacy. So let's start with this. Retirement can be a huge lifestyle transition. I'm already beginning to feel this. What's the biggest challenge you see people face when they retire?
The biggest, and I hear this from all of the people. I talk to people all over the country from coast to coast. I talk to people here locally in Charleston, South Carolina, where my office is. But really the biggest shift is what I call an identity shift. People go from structured schedules, being needed, daily purpose, and social interaction to suddenly having wide open days. That's a huge shift. And I worked with a gentleman who retired on a Friday, and by Tuesday, he told his wife, I think they made a mistake. Maybe they still need me at the office. And she said, no, they don't need you. I do. Now go find a hobby. And that's the truth. Without structure, retirement can feel aimless. Purpose is vital.
So what helps people make that transition successfully, Jay?
Really, it's about routine. It doesn't have to be rigid, but having physical activity, time in God's word, social connection, hobbies, planned rest, and meaningful contributions. This gives structure and joy. And Ecclesiastes 3 is a great reminder. It says, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. And think about it this way. Retirement is a season. Your activities matter. And at Faith Investor Services, we not only help coach you on your money, but also how to get the most out of your retirement.
Well, let's talk about hobbies then, Jay. What do you like and why are they so important?
Well, hobbies do three things, Tom. They really create purpose, they stimulate the brain, and they foster joy. And I had a client who started woodworking in retirement. 6 months later, he was selling pieces at craft fairs, and he told me, Jay, I've never felt more fulfilled. He found a new calling. Another client I had started painting, and he does these amazing paintings that he never knew he had the talent. Now that he has time, he put it into crafting his skill, and you should see some of these amazing paintings. But purpose doesn't end when you retire. It just shifts.
That's what my sister does. She does woodworking, and she never did that until she retired, but she loves it. Well, let's shift to wealth management. You talk about financial stress impacting people's health. How are those two things connected?
Well, stress is really expensive, both physically and financially, because stress can lead to heart issues, poor sleep, overeating, depression, and higher medication use, and also stimulants, drugs, alcohol. Financial uncertainty often fuels that stress. And when retirees don't know things like when they're going to run out of money, that's the greatest concern of all the retirees I talk to, whether they have 100,000 or 100 million, a lot of people have that same concern. And they also are concerned about how to handle the ups and downs in the market, the volatility, how to cover their healthcare expenses, what their income stream looks like as well. And without answers to these key areas, stress can skyrocket. And that's where a solid financial plan will increase your peace of mind, which can improve your health. So that's why I say, let's get on the phone. Let's create a financial plan. Let's get together and create that roadmap so you can get some peace of mind in knowing if you're either heading in the right direction or if you need to make some changes to get back on track.
If you've wondered what biblically responsible investing is all about, you've come to the right place. This is Faith and Retirement. Maybe you have money in motion, an inheritance, or your first Social Security payment just came. Give Jay a call and get some wisdom at 800-270-7310. Jay, we've talked about your screen and clean process in terms of faith and values, but how does it help financially?
Well, here's the thing, Tom. When we screen and clean a portfolio, we're looking at not only the values and faith that your investments may be supporting or against, we're also going to dive deep into where people are investing, how much risk they're taking, and how much they're paying in fees. And we often find people are taking too much risk or too little risk. Maybe they have duplicated investments that are overlapping and all going in the same direction. They have outdated funds that need to be replaced, high fees, and then companies with declining financials. So cleaning up a portfolio can help improve in performance, reduce volatility, and also make sure your investments support your faith and values. And now when people feel confident in their investments, their stress drops dramatically. One couple once told me after cleaning their portfolio, we sleep better at night. And that's priceless. So that's what we help to do, help you to sleep better at night, knowing you've got someone watching it, and someone looking at your faith and values, making sure your portfolio is in alignment.
Well, I want our friends who listen to be part of the SWAN movement, which is sleep well at night. And Jay, I'm so glad you're on the job for us. Small business owners make up a big portion of our listenership. That's my wife and I also. What challenges do small business owners face when they're planning for retirement?
Yeah, you know the drill, right, Tom? Small business owners often reinvest everything into their businesses. They're delaying retirement savings in some cases. They have irregular income, ups and downs. And often they lack employer-sponsored benefits. And then they wake up, they're 62, 63, and realize retirement isn't automatic. The good news here, they have more planning tools available. Things like SEP IRAs, solo 401ks, defined benefit plans, business sale planning, tax planning. But they require intentional strategy. And if you own a business, you're thinking of selling in the next few years, let's talk. Not when you're about to sell it. Certainly we can help you there, but let's plan a couple years in advance so you can plan out and take advantage of some of the strategies and tax savings that's available potentially to you.
We haven't talked about diversification for a long time. It comes up a lot. Are most of our listeners diversified enough?
Well, most people, Tom, think that diversification means owning 20 mutual funds. Well, that's not true. When we look under the hood, often those funds own the same companies, especially if you own it from one fund family. I found someone that had 10 different funds from one fund family, and you looked at all 10 of those funds and they owned almost the same stocks. Diversification really means different sectors, different asset classes, things like gold, silver, maybe Bitcoin, real estate, stocks, bonds. We also want to look at different market caps, large companies, small, medium, maybe US-based, foreign. Look at different investment styles, maybe some growth, some value investing, and different income sources, diversifying your income so it's not all in the market. We got some guaranteed income for life, private pensions we help people create. If all your money rises and falls together, you're not diversified.
Mm. I wish we had more time, Jay. Next week, I want to talk to you a little bit about Roth conversions and how they can really help our listeners. Friends, enjoying retirement is about more than having enough money. It's about having a plan that supports your health and your purpose and your faith in God. If you want a healthier lifestyle, a purposeful retirement, confidence in your financial future, sleeping well at night, clarity in your investments, tax-efficient income, alignment with your values, then now is the time to take action. Jay, how can our listeners get started?
Well, we'd love to walk our listeners through the free Screen and Clean portfolio review. We're going to help you understand, number one, what you own. Does it line up with your faith and values? We'll help identify any hidden risks you may be facing, things you're not thinking about. We'll align your investments with your faith. We'll strengthen your retirement income plan. We'll explore long-term care strategies and also help you reduce taxes.
Very good. And for all of that, get financial wisdom from someone you could trust. Call Jay at 800-270-7310 or visit faithinretirement.com to schedule your free consultation with Jay and his team at Faith Investor Services. And don't wait until you have a health crisis to do this. Don't leave your retirement to chance. Build a plan that supports a healthy, joyful, God-honoring life. Tell a friend about this outreach. This is Faith in Retirement. We'll see you here next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
So Jay, can you explain what biblically responsible investing is all about? How does it differ from traditional investing?
So biblically responsible investing is a strategy that aligns your financial decisions with biblical principles.
Jay Peroni is host of Faith and Retirement, investment manager of Faith Investor Services, LLC.
BRI focus on supporting companies that demonstrate values like stewardship and integrity, while avoiding those in industries like alcohol, tobacco, gambling, pornography, abortion, and non-biblical lifestyles, just to name a few. So we're screening out companies that clearly violate God's word. And some of the big differences when you look at traditional investing, it's all about profit, right? And we're looking at purpose and profits.
Screen and clean your investments today with no charge and no obligation. Learn more at faithandretirement.com, faithandretirement.com, or call 800-270-7310.